property rights. We watched them on the news after supper, families made destitute by guns and fire, whole villages fleeing torture and rape. We observed them in the makeshift clinics as they cradle infants shrunk to bone and the adult bodies sag and fade. George Orwell, down and out, got it partly right. He wrote, "It is fatal to look hungry. It makes people want to kick you." Kicking is fear expressed in hate and blame, in the sense there's not enough, that our bellies too could flap like theirs, hanker every hour for crusts. Our greatest fear is lest we forget to forget that we too are mortal, that one day, sooner, later, we too stumble, shrink, and die. We prefer not to know the luxuries of our living, our money, homes, and treasures are but arbitrary gifts of grace. We forget we do not own our bodies, let alone our stuff. Accepting fully that I will die liberates me from the urge to kick. But the next step is much harder, to feel free to share my supper with the hungry, as though it were my last.